word, I'm gonna cut your legs open and stop you from walking.
Walking.
I follow you home, bitch. I be stalking.
Stalking.
I be in the sky like a bird, bitch. I be hawking.
Hawking.
Like I paint in Atlanta. Ho, 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 that's your bitch, and I'm not talking about Santa. In Alabama, we go hammer. Put it on your mama. I ain't here for the drama. I mean, I'm not here for the drama. Sit for your mama. I pull out the AK, my boy.
He is so funny.
Shiggy, shiggy, hey.
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome. Welcome to Jurassic. How did he welcome the people to Jurassic Park?
Welcome. Welcome.
I don't remember that. I love Jurassic Park, but I don't remember that.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nola Night. I'm Nola.
Hi, everyone. I am Nick.
And we're going to keep the Shiggy Show going. We're going to go ahead and do some freestyling. All right. Come on, Knight.
No, I don't have those bars. Like, he has those bars? He has bars. No, that was hilarious, though.
All right. Give me a topic. I'm about to go.
Girl, give talk me about a Kit topic. Kat. Give me Kit Kat.
Yo. I'm not gonna embarrass myself.
Yo, give me that Kit Kat
on this social media.
I need a break,
girl. a break from
so I don't be late. I gotta clock back in.
Gang gang. That's all I got. I got the ad libs, nigga. I got your ad libs.
Right. I got the last part. Whatever you say. You said Kit Kat, Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
The block.
I, girl. Oh, Amigos song. I love the ad libs. It was so ridiculous. But it was like, you're like, yo, bitch, give me kiss or something like that. Somebody in the back was like, mwah. I forget what song that was. I was like, really, nigga?
I love you, Amigos. You know what people
used to put like M-U-A-H?
Yeah. I thought it was a laugh.
Girl, yes. I thought it was an evil laugh. I would be like, oh my gosh, Nicole, I really love you.
I really thought that was it. And then somebody had told me, I heard about it. Somebody said like that was like the kiss sound. I was like, oh, I didn't tell nobody nothing. I just said, oh, thank God I learned.
Thank God I learned in private.
Yeah.
The same thing. I didn't realize like makeup artists was not a kiss.
Wow. Now Ashley, come on.
I know.
Amua?
Yeah. I would have been the Kill Mike. Because when Joy Reid had posted that picture and she said H&M like Killer Mike, I was like Joy,
I never heard H&M on like with
people. I've never heard that either,
like,
but
they'll spell it out. They do hair, colon, makeup. Neither.
So I was like, I would have been right there with Killer Mike. Like, I was very disappointed. I was like, oh my gosh, I was so relieved when hair and makeup was like, you know, because when I thought about it, I was like, why would she be wearing something from H&M?
That,
like,
and that she got like her money. Vibe.
Like, she's not the one. She's not up for the shenanigans.
Yeah, she wouldn't even have done that.
So I'm happy.
Yeah.
Okay, but she sure enough got his ass together.
And she should have, and I'm happy he apologized. Because that's fine. I stand corrected. He was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. It's okay. It's a mistake. That's it.
But he didn't have to put, like, getting me together in quotes. If you haven't heard, Killer Mike had commented on a picture of Joy Reid, who said, I forget her caption, but in her caption that's there was H&M.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, y'all getting mad at me for talking about, you know, black people and gun ownership, but you up here with a H&M damn shirt thing on, a company that stood by a little black boy being compared to a monkey, shaking my head, niggas. You was loud and wrong. loud and wrong. But you've been loud and wrong for a little minute.
You know, it was loud
and wrong when you done took your ass. So, and I love Killer Mike. That's the thing. Like, I love his group, Run the Jewels. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God dang. I mean, I'ma still listen to the album. But come on now, Killer Mike.
You know what? But I think it's good that, you know, everybody has their thing to make a mistake in public.
And I like, cause like no one is even talking about that right now. So who, like, it's like, no. Who cares?
I really like his, whatever his focus on, you don't have to agree with everything, but I like, I really, really admire, first of all, I like his music, but past that, I really like the fact that he's vocal about stuff. And a lot of times when you have a lot of artists, not saying that every black artist has to say something, but it's a good thing, I think, to have him be who he is and have the personality that he is, and have the social media words and captions and posts that he has. I think it's all in all good. You're not always going to, everything somebody do is going to be like, oh, I'm right there with you, Killer Mike. No, but you know, I like him. I like him for,
I mean, it's just that spot that he did with the NRA. I was like, that was just a lapse in judgment. And then the conversation they were having around being woke, and then just the non-facts that he was spitting about guns and Wakanda. And I was like, but the girl even said, like, boy, whatever, like, who Killer Mike, you know, just go,
however,
whatever,
I like him.
I want to get into girl talk. When I talk, you talk, we talk, girl talk. Have you missed that saying? Because I feel like you haven't heard it in so long, because we have been very sporadic with our recording. And it is because Knight and I have been up in the gym just working on our fitness. Because I have to lose 100 pounds. I filled out an application to be Jesus's girlfriend, and he had weight requirements. And
okay.
I, you know, in order to apply, I had to submit, you know, my weight loss plan. So that's why I've been away. And Knight is trying to lose weight because
J-Lo is my body goals.
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez is her body goals. J-Lo is my bank account goals.
J-Lo's like my goal for goals, honey. But no, I really have been, to really be honest though, I've really trying to be more conscious about what I'm eating. But on top of that, like, today was our first real day that I really got back in the gym this morning. Shout out to Karen. I had a little issue at the gym, almost blacked out. Make sure you eat before you work out. That's the second time. My other friend, Sharik and Lakeisha, if y'all listening, I passed out with them really a few years ago because I didn't eat, I didn't drink, and I did blackout. Yes, that is a real thing, y'all. It really happens. And if you don't have friends, which I don't know how you can make it,
because I would have surely died.
I really don't, it was scary. That I don't even remember. That's so crazy. You blacked out. But this right here, yo, was like, I really needed Karen there, and that was so embarrassing. But I saved. That wasn't too embarrassing.
Yeah,
I had to get carried out. So
I've only blacked out once in my life that I can remember, and it was in front of the president of the school, and I felt so horrible.
You don't know how, you cannot stop it. When that feeling comes, your body is like, I'm about to, we shutting down.
It was like my eyes just saw polka dots. So I was like, why are certain parts of the world black right now? What's happening? When did that come to be? Why? I don't understand.
Girl, and that feeling is intense. So you gotta make sure you drink. But yes, we have been trying to work on it, y'all, so we trying to work on it.
The moral of the story is
just
drink your water,
eat, and work
lose
out.
Lose the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Build the butt.
That's
and
it.
I'm just kidding about applications to be Jesus's girlfriend, because actually I think that he would be happy with a woman of any size, because I don't think he fat shames. So I want to talk to you about something that is kind of old at this point, but I guess part two is coming on tonight. Real Housewives of Atlanta. We were actually just in, we were just near the Juice Bar in Suwanee, Georgia, which is where I saw Greg Leakes hop out of that Bentley coupe, my nigga. And I was like, that is a vehicle. I'm not even a car girl. I don't even care about cars. My nigga, when I saw that Bentley, I was like, who is about to pop up out of that motherfucker? And it was Greg Leakes in a Hawaii button-up, looking like he always do, mouth a little ajar, showing all of his bottom teeth, looking slightly confused. Like, that's how he is, always like a just slight confusion in his face.
He seems like a nice person.
It's just like that confusion that old people always have, like, what are y'all doing? Why y'all got that radio so loud? Why you wearing them pants like that? Why your nails so long, girl? How you gonna plant them tomatoes with them long nails?
Oh my God, he is not 80 years old.
That's how he look. That's how his face looks to me. That car, nigga, Nene, bitch. If you're looking for an assistant who is prone to stealing,
girl,
give me a call.
Okay, I cannot. No.
Did you watch the first part of the reunion, right?
You talking about that? Yeah, the reunion, like more like spring summer, around September.
Joggers, bitch.
Joggers. Scrummer.
That's the
girl. When I tell you, me and my mom, we literally like rewinded three times. We just could not catch our breath. I literally, and it came on so in the beginning, it was like, what? And Andy was like, girl,
why do you think she has the need to lie? Why? I've heard before that Atlanta is a pretend city. That's what a lot of people say, and I don't necessarily agree with that anymore. I used to think that, but I don't think that's the case.
This is how I feel on that. Sheree, anytime anybody has to lie over anything, think about it. When you have to lie about anything, it's because you feel uneasy about the topic. The only way you can break the uneasiness is you just be truthful about it. What you could have said, because you know people have made jokes about Sheree Bachelorette ever since she had the first little reveal, which really wasn't really nothing, it was just designs.
How dreadful.
She felt, and people really made jokes about it.
A fashion show without any fashion.
Without any fashion. Right. You know? What she should have said is, Sheree Bachelorette really is not it's not really, you know, a focal point for me at this present moment. I've been working with my family. I've been working on this workout thing. I've been working on other things. So we may bring it back to life, but I'm just not really too sure when. So no, Sheree Bachelorette is not really on the roster. So, you know, right now, what Andy would have did then? Nothing. You answer the question.
No, that's not what she should have said.
You should have said it's not a focal point right now, instead of lying.
What she should have said was, well, what's going on with this line is that it is in a danger zone. Because I got a cough. Fuck that meanie house. Because I'm running from the repo man. For this is a danger zone.
No.
That's just what she should have said.
Just be honest about it, girl. Joggers.
I think it's difficult to be honest about her life.
No, it's
when
not.
When she is in that group of women.
That's the only thing you can do. And when you lying about it, now you have the repercussions. How people make memes about it. People about to make shirts off of it. Girl, anytime that anybody's uncomfortable, they're about to be just say joggers. I now know you mean you want
joggers.
I'm joggers. I'm September. I'm spring summer. That means.
I need another shirt. No, sure, right. Go make ahead and put that on some shirts. Put that on some coffee mugs, bitch. Put that on some chapstick. I'm buying it. I am buying all of the merch. I want it on a shirt. Pencil. You can put that on a pack of fucking eraser heads, nigga. I'm going to buy it. The packs of lead that you put in a mechanical pencil, my nigga. I want it.
You should literally put that on joggers. On the side, you do spring, summer. And on the back, you say joggers.
If you don't, I will, okay? Instead of juicy, nigga, joggers.
Because I ain't never been in a spring September, have you?
No.
Summer is September, correct?
fall
in September.
I thought it was October.
I thought, but at the end of the day,
she don't know. All we know is it's spring, summer, September joggers.
Spring, summer, September joggers. I am going to go put that design on my nails tonight.
Put it on a shirt. Put it on whatever. And if she will, that's how you
profit. Girl, if you put it on a scrunchie, I'm gonna buy it. I don't care if you put it on a Cabbage Patch doll.
She should wear it this summer on joggers.
Yes, ma'am.
But yeah, that's what it was.
Joggers. She by Sheree. Spring, boom. Summer, September spin collection.
It. Spin it. Now we helping them with their marketing.
Spin it. Charlamagne Tarsha. After that, can I get a drop? He was selling them shirts. Remember he got jumped in the street?
Hello?
Can I get a drop? Sheree. Here's the thing, y'all, because I feel like y'all really playing us right now. The thing is, Nolan Knight has been giving y'all advice since motherfucking episode one. We have told Trina she need a radio show. We have told Amber Rose that she needs a skincare line. We have told Black China she needs a radio show as well as a skincare line. So basically, we are out here telling celebrities that we like that they need radio shows and skincare lines.
And I'm about to put on my Instagram. We need to change our Instagram. You know how to be having a little thing up. Like, what do you do? Mm-hmm. We need to make our thing like marketing brand strategist.
Basically, that's what we're going to be doing, because that is what we have been doing.
Everybody's a marketing brand strategist.
And sometimes people say, like, your career is what you are. And basically, that is what we are. That is our career. Get with Nolan Knight. If you want to look like tomorrow, you want to look like tomorrow, you want to feel like tomorrow, you want to be your future, you want to, you want to make a whole bunch of money, come and talk to us. Come sit down. Talk to us. Me is at the Juice Bar. Hopefully, we'll see Greg Leakes there.
Hopefully, you'll be there. And we'll make sure that you're good by spring, summer, September.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Holla. Next.
What? I want to talk about Marlo.
Girl,
you look beautiful,
don't.
By the... Ooh.
Shucks. No, it's just because... Listen, I felt like this.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful gown.
First of all, they all look nice to me. Literally everybody, I felt they look good. But this is what I say.
Marlo's skin did look rough to me for some reason, but Marlo always looks rough. Marlo never looks soft. And I think what happened is because that gown was so soft and billowy and very feminine. That color was very feminine. And it was just, it was so petal-like. Floral, and I just thought that doesn't really work with her rough exterior, and so it made her skin look rough to me. So when she was throwing shots at Kenya for her bad skin, and Kenya's skin does look like a carpet for sure, I still see it. Like, Kenya's skin never is on the right track to me. Like, it's just missing the beat.
Okay.
And but I'm like, Marlo, you could use some clear cell too right now, some Noxzema. You could use it.
I really did not see problematic. I mean, everybody had makeup on. I didn't see, like, bad skin. I didn't see it.
If I look at Portia's skin and I look at Kenya's skin, I definitely see a difference in quality.
I don't know why I didn't notice it.
But why don't you want to talk about Marlo?
No, I just felt like, I guess because it's a reality show, but... It just come out the gate like meanness. Come out the gate mean. Come out the gate mean. It's like,
I think that's her
thing.
Shtick.
And yeah. I was like, gosh. Sometimes it just be like, maybe, but that's just reality shows in general. Sometimes I think for me, it's just me. Sometimes I can't sit and watch it. I'd be like, hey, it's always a bad day. I was like, shoot. I mean, it was like, can you? Like, and I mean, it just felt like, I was like, oh, okay, whatevs. I don't know. But it was, other than that, the reunion was a good, I thought the show was good.
What I've been paying attention to is how Kenya always attacks Marlo's alleged job. And I don't really like that. I will say, I'm not saying Marlo is a complete victim, because what you said about Kenya's mother, it was wrong. That's wrong. That was a low shot. And I don't think that you deserve to give that to her. Now, there have been some things that Kenya has done to some people. And I'm like, if somebody throw that dagger about your mom, you got to eat that, because you're playing with fire right now. So when somebody get at you like that,
it was uncalled
you
gotta for.
But it was just, it it seemed off balance. Like, really, you but wanted this to be
sort of thing. Yeah.
You definitely wanted that fight to be aired, and you wanted camera time. So whatever, Marlo.
Sorry.
But I don't like that. Kenya, you know, she said, oh, you can Google me. And Kenya's like, oh, yeah, well, when I'm looking for porn. And, you know, she's also called Marlo a prostitute. You know, and we've talked about, like, sex work on this show, like, very briefly. But I am certainly, like, pro-sex work. You know, I don't think that we should be shaming somebody because they have chosen that life. And in many instances, that's not a life that someone chooses. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that... If you want to get on Marlo... Talk about that girl's skin. Talk about what she got on. Talk about how, you know, she's been on this show as a guest for how many seasons? And I, you know, talk about how Marlo has been on the show before Kenya, but you have yet to earn a peach. You know, talk about shit like that. But you, like, you're getting at her for what you think she does. I would love for Marlo to... But you know what? Marlo has already said that. Marlo has said, I date well. I date well. I'm interested to know why, you know, we need to know what Marlo does for a living. You know, I just feel like with certain, like, topics, it's okay to, like, broadcast that. If someone were in the closet on that show... If a man were in the closet on that show, I feel like even if people knew that he was gay, we would all be like, okay, if he's gay, don't like reveal his sexuality if he's not ready to reveal that. That's not right that you're doing that. Yeah, I feel like a lot of, you know, progressive people would have that complaint. So if Marlo does not want to reveal that she's a sex worker, if Marlo doesn't want to reveal that she dates rich men for a living, then she don't have to fucking reveal that. And it's not okay for you to use that as an insult. I don't think that's cool that Kenya does that.
I just don't think they're nice to each other. They dig deep and they hit low. I think what you said about the mom thing was like... wasn't the nicest thing.
No, it wasn't. But Kenya has never, like, I don't, anything that Kenya does, anything that Kenya gets, I'm like, that shit is deserved because you have been super nasty to people.
She has been really, really, really extremely rude. I just feel like, you know, like certain things, I would just like,
I didn't like it, but I didn't feel sorry for her, for sure. Like, I just didn't. I was like, well, you know, when you put that type of energy into the atmosphere, that's what your ass gonna get back.
And but I feel like it's like constant. Like, I think it's like I'm on the show, at least on the reunion show, just like rise above it. But I mean, I guess that's a platform for you not to rise above it. But it's like, sometimes it's like, gosh, like, you just keep, like, I think sometimes it's like the better, to get yourself out of like the situation of like it being like, it's just a stop. Just stop.
And like, that is what a lot of the women, I feel like Portia kind of just stop. Got to that point at the last episode where she was like literally like running away from Marlo.
I would
and
too.
So what that did was it showed Marlo's desperateness. Like, she was you needed a scene so badly, but because I'm not giving you any energy, honey, the cameras are not gonna follow you, Marlo, unless you're fighting with someone, because they know that that's all you're good for. Because they don't want to hear your story. But I bet if you get honest and talk about your actual life, people would definitely follow you.
And maybe you would do it because you're like wanting so badly to be a part of this show. But it's like constant fighting, constant like, oh girl, yeah, I didn't like this doormat. It's just always like over the top. And I think like when Portia did that, it was like, that was needed.
Yeah,
like, I can't do this. I'm not always gonna fight though.
Right. I don't need this scene because I already have, everybody already hates me because I was acting like a fucking fool last season. Past weeks.
It just not needed. So we'll see what they bring next week.
Or tonight. Let's get off. Well, how do you feel about Kenya's husband's nose ring/piercing? Is there a difference between a ring and a piercing?
I thought no.
Okay, because Kenya seems to think so.
I know. I thought I was like, okay, but I think it's the same thing. But when I saw it, I was like, I didn't like it, but it didn't seem like it was fitting. But at the same time, I feel like it was fitting for him. Like, I feel like he had a look. I think it just looked cool or nicer for him for some reason. Whereas with him, at the time, for this function, I was like,
maybe he just got it and he gotta keep that in.
Possibly. But you know, when I saw it, I was like, I didn't really care for it. But I said, you know what? He
what? Okay, so
I ain't gotta look at it.
Because I had put up this post about men wearing makeup. And Knight refused to answer my question about if she would be okay if her man wore makeup.
I did answer it.
You answered it, but you didn't really answer it.
I said, I don't think I would be comfortable with that.
You just say yes or no.
That's a no.
Okay.
When I say I cannot,
you was trying to be safe about it.
No, I was literally
answering. Well, to each his own. I ain't asking about to each. I'm talking about tonight.
Listen,
what do you want?
I said no.
Okay, so he can't wear makeup. Even though, like I said on that post, I feel like mascara should be mandatory for everybody because it makes your eyes look beautiful.
No.
But a lot of men don't even need fucking mascara because y'all eyelashes be coming out fucking beautiful.
A lot of men don't need anything on their face.
A lot of women don't either.
That's true.
But men. So, he can't wear makeup. He can't have a nose ring. Can he wear color contacts?
No.
Can he have, like, a pierced ear?
Yeah.
Can he have two pierced ears?
Yep.
Can he have two piercings in each ear?
No.
Okay. Can he wear lip liner?
Girl, come on, no.
Can he wear a V-neck shirt?
Yes.
Okay. Can he wear bootcut jeans?
I don't know. Just do they look okay? I'll look at them and see.
Can he get his beard filled in with Beijing?
No.
Well, listen, because that's pretty common.
Do whatever you feel like you need it that bad, but just take it off. If it's scruffy, don't come in all the way. Do you need it for a shoot?
Maybe no, sure. Well, we going out to dinner tonight and I want to look nice.
To me, to look nice is just do that normal. This is my preference.
Can you wear a slight heel?
Girl.
In his...
Okay, now you get dumb.
Not like a skinny heel.
Now it's getting dumb. You know I don't do none of that. Nothing.
You are a regular.
Your shoes are your shoes. If you're wearing dress shoes, they naturally have that. That's regular.
What if he wears like a waist trainer while he works out?
Okay, see, now you're just joking.
But honestly, I have seen a lot of men wear that. I saw Gucci Man wear it.
Girl.
And I also saw a guy, he was boxing, and he had something on. I don't think it was padding.
It's for like posture, maybe, or something. That's different. But I don't get down. Like, you know, that's not.
So when you saw that post of Gucci Man and that waist trainer. Really? Because Keish Kiore, because, you know, she sells them.
Oh yeah,
she was like, "Don't come for my man. Don't come for my man." Like, these are for men too. Because why wouldn't a man want to get like shredded right there, like lose fat right there?
I never seen it. I don't know. But if he was doing it, clearly that was the case. I mean, what ifs? Maybe he was doing it just to support his wife. You know, I don't do that. You know.
This is probably one of the only times that you will hear us talk about the Kardashians. Actually, we can talk about whoever the fuck we want to. If it's relevant, it's relevant. But Khloe Kardashian just had her baby.
Oh, gosh.
And Tristan. So, you know that little clip of...
That is trash.
That little clip of Lil Uzi Vert singing that song. Now I can do what I want.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now I can do what I want. I was like, okay, the baby's 9 months now. Now I can do what I want. Now I can do what I want. Now I can do what I want.
Girl.
How do you feel about the whole thing? Because I kind of agree with Wendy Williams. When Wendy was like, baby, when you met Tristan, he was with a pregnant woman. So you got yourself into a situation that you had no motherfucking business being in, all right? When you met the motherfucker, he was taken. But I mean, that's Khloe's MO. Like, I don't know. Publicly, has she been with anyone who wasn't already linked to someone?
I don't know.
Probably maybe Lamar. But I mean, Lamar was married before. I'm not saying that he cheated on his wife to be with Chloe. I don't think so. But I can, if someone said, well, he actually had like a living girlfriend before he was with Chloe, and the timelines don't match up, I would just believe it, because that seems to be what she do. So what are your thoughts on Tristan and his and the video clips that have been coming out with him being with several women lighter than a paper bag, of course. Look, the shades of shades of the thank you bags.
Well, listen, I don't care about the shades.
Fake butts.
But this is how I feel about Tristan. At the end of the day, Tristan is whack and he's wrong. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. I don't, even if we don't even go down the trail, like the history and like his past and how he's been, from what we see, how he's been doing and treating his past girlfriend or fiance, whatever that situation was, all of that was just, you know, not good. But what I can say about this situation, how he's acting, you in a public place, you're 6'9" something, you a black man, you're successful, you got money, you look like money, and you're an NBA player. You don't think that people know you. You go in public places and you sit and you with these different women, they laughing at you, they laughing at the situation. This has happened a couple months ago. You're literally like grabbing yourself, which is already
like
distasteful. You're just
grabs anyone.
It's just that's nasty. You don't do that. And then like you're kissing other women, and you're clearly, if that really was from October, your girlfriend, wife, whatever Chloe is to you, was pregnant, and you, regardless of the pregnancy or not, that's still wrong. You don't do that. Then, but who knows, maybe they were going through a problem. Okay, but does that really get a pass? Secondly, then on top of this, then you walking into a hotel, that girl was getting a sleeping bag, honey. Okay? She had that Louis bag
she
packed out.
She had a Little Mermaid sleeping bag prepared.
It was
a buddy sleeping bag. One space for you.
Little Mermaid.
She had a Little Mermaid sleeping bag. You didn't see it?
Oh no, I ain't see it. I thought you talking about I saw the Louis bag. I just
she had a Little Mermaid.
Wow.
She had a Little Mermaid sleeping bag in that Louis bag. She also had a tub of coconut oil, because she was like, I hear that black people like really like coconut butter, so I'm gonna grease your scalp with this coconut oil.
Girl.
And she also, what else did she have in that bag? She had some Beijing to help out his beard. And she also bought presents for the baby.
Girl, it's just, he's... That was just all around. You don't do people like that. You just don't. The girl that you with, she's pregnant. She had the baby days after the fact, so she is about to have a baby any day. You run off and you do this. Who knows what y'all really did? But the fact that that was all wrong.
If this all happened
wrong,
months ago, why is it just now leaking?
No, that hotel thing was this past weekend.
But why did the
October thing? I don't know. You know how the media is. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Who knows? She may have already known that. It may have been a situation. I don't know. But that's why I was like, but the last weekend thing, maybe how that someone, looks.
Maybe like Kris Jenner was paying TMZ off, like, don't release that shit. And it was like, all right. And then he got caught again. And Kris was like, you know what? We'll make it part of the storyline. Release it.
Girl, I wouldn't be shocked.
Release it.
Girl, you know I ain't going to be shocked.
Release it.
All that's going to come back to you, though. And with Chloe, you know, I mean,
it probably is coming back to him now. I mean, in those clips, he don't even look happy. Like, he just look like,
he looks careless. He doesn't care. That man, like, it feels like he have no cares.
I want to talk about the way kind of people have been reacting, because these Michael Jordan crying memes with Chloe have been, one, hilarious.
People have been going crazy with
but
that.
But Amber
I
Rose,
hate the situation, though. I really don't like it.
I just don't care situation. Because that just, it just didn't surprise me. And girl, you get them, you lose them how you get them. Like, and you probably still gonna stay with him. And, you know, y'all got money to go to therapy. I don't care. But what I care about is the way people have kind of been reacting to it, because Amber Rose had posted something like, oh, wow, like, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, but that is just... Have you seen that post? I believe Amber Rose posted this, but it was like, wow, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, but you know, if that's something horrible to go through, and to go through that while you're pregnant,
yeah,
man, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
I didn't see Amber Rose post this herself, but I heard that that's what she posted, so I'm gonna just put that out there just in case she was like, I never posted that shit, my account got hacked, whatever. If I'm your friend, or even if I'm not your friend, but I know you, like, Knight, if we're known, when we're known, let me claim it. I don't need, like, you know what I mean? Not in a, like, superficial way, but, like, when you are, like, an ad exec, those words just sound good to me, but when you're an ad exec at Sony, and when I am married and pregnant with Jesus's baby.
Oh my gosh.
And people know us, right? If you get pregnant with Dave East's baby and he cheats on you and it's public, no. I don't feel like I'm not gonna post anything on social media and be like, wow, can't believe you did my friend like this. Fuck you, Dave East. Or I'm not gonna be like, wow, you know, Knight, you're my good friend. Knight, you're my really good friend. That's fucked up, you know.
Blah, blah, blah.
Peace be with you. Even like, just aside from the fact, like, I would call you, but I wouldn't want to bring more attention to it. So why am I posting, keeping people talking about it? I know people are gonna talk about it anyway,
yeah,
but I would just choose not to focus on that. Now, if you were talking about it, and you, then I would be like liking every picture you put up, commenting on the shit. Like, I'm going to have your back, but if you're not gonna talk, I'm not gonna talk about it. And I feel like I would be that same way, even if somebody is not my friend, and if they are. No. Maybe if they were not my friend, but if they were, like,
mm-mm.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like, why are we, what's the, because I'm lying, because I know if Jay, like,
she
I would,
her friend, though.
I know that, but yeah. I'm saying, like, if I were to, I'm lying because I would talk about it if I didn't know these people.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, something about that Amber thing just kind of felt like, girl, just don't say nothing. Like, if you really wanted to be supportive, send her some flowers or something like that. Like, there's a way for you to find out where she at to send her something. You don't have to, you know, or like promote something that's part of her brand. Be like, oh my God, look at these. Do Khloe Kardashian still sell them jeans?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Post a picture of you and your fat ass in them jeans. And I mean fat, like your ass is fat, not like you are a fat person. But, like, do that. Post her jeans. Don't, like, why are you... I don't know. It just didn't seem like, stop. Don't give it attention. Don't give that attention if you really trying to support me.
I really feel like, I don't know, because I feel like she's not her friend. Everybody else, it was flooded with memes, it was flooded with attention, so her little add-on wasn't really gonna hurt or increase anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she was just like, let me just put something out just to let them know, like, she probably was coming from a place of like a mama herself.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you about to be a brand new mama and this is coming out, and the man that you with is cheating on you publicly, like, that's a lot to take, and you about to go in labor a couple of days later. She probably was just coming from a place of like, it's like was coming from a place of like, yo, that's really messed up.
How do you think that labor room was?
Girl,
awkward.
They probably just kept it regular. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? But
somebody who should have kept it regular was Taylor Swift. She should have listened to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh my God, yeah, I heard about that.
Kept it regular and enjoyed it. And just listen to it. You did not need to do no cover of that. We don't enjoy it. We don't need it. We don't want it.
She gonna put it out though, regardless. I was like, when I heard it, I said, all right.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I just said, okay.
And I'm sure, like, she probably didn't really even have to ask them. But, like, who owns that music? Does the record company that they were with own it? Or who, like...
Maybe, I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying, different. Like...
You have to, like, maybe them, and maybe you have to go to the label. I don't know.
Has there been any talks about, like, if they've heard it and how they feel about it?
I haven't paid attention to if they have.
But I heard a little clip of it, and somebody
cleared it. And they let her do it. She gonna release it. You don't go through all that work trying to get clearance and just be like, I ain't gonna do it. She gonna do
it. The sad thing is, there are gonna be so many people walking around, and anytime they hear, they're gonna be like, oh my god, I love Taylor Swift. She's,
you know what,
a genius.
Yeah,
that happens all of the time.
You know, like, somebody will do something like, you don't know that was Carlos Santana.
Yeah,
DJ Khaled did not just make her that beat, which is fine, because you know, you got, like, of course, the you know, the difference there in age and generations there. But when I heard it, I was like, I literally just shook my hand and said, all right, she's going to release it, and people are going to be just like what you said, like, I love Taylor. I don't hate Taylor. She's a very gifted songwriter, and I had to give her that. She drops.
I'm sure y'all see it.
She writes well.
Taylor Swift is like the same, like, the fascination that people have with Taylor Swift just reminds me of the fascination that people have with Adele, and I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
I just don't get it. I'm like, oh my gosh. Boom. And we back.
Yep.
And Adele, I apologize, because after I spoke ill of you, the sound went out. So I'm sorry. I did not know that you were the supreme witch and you have powers that are unbeknownst to me. But I definitely do apologize, and I will not speak ill of you for the next 24 hours. Calendar hours, not even business, bitch.
Wow, she's not dead.
She's not a bitch, and I like her personally. I like her as a I don't know her as a person, but I feel like I would like her as a person. But I just don't understand how everybody be getting into that girl like that. Like, goddamn, like, she sang like a soul singer, but there are so many other soul singers out there that which I want her to, like, come on, stop.
It don't matter. Really. It don't matter.
Anyway. Taylor Swift, don't put that on your album.
Too late.
Too late's on there.
Yeah, bye.
And so you black girls just gonna be mad about it. So
mad about black, because I love black.
I love blacks, and I love barbecues, and I know that y'all are gonna play this at your motherfucking barbecues.
So I shut up, thanks.
So, you know, and I know that your uncle with his leather sandals and his white linen suit is gonna be boogieing down to my song, to my cover of September. Okay? So you better fucking watch out, because next I'm coming for the fucking Ohio players.
And next is Blue Magic.
Next is the fucking Temptations.
David Ruffin, I won. And I'm gonna get the Gap Man next. Peace.
Lakeside bitch, Fantastic Voyage. It's happening. Heat wave. Always and forever. I'm gonna do it. Anyway. Do you think Beyonce would ever clear one of her songs?
Girl, talk about Beyonce! Yes!
Do you think she'll ever clear a song for Taylor Swift?
I don't know. It gotta be all the way right. But right now...
Do you ever think she would do a song with Taylor Swift?
Yeah, if how about all the way right? I could possibly see her doing that. Yeah.
I could see Beyonce doing a song with me before she did it with Taylor Swift.
I don't know. I feel like she could.
She too black right now, can't do it.
Girl, listen, she'll do it. But talking about her, first of all, let me just say this real quick. I have not seen all of the
things. Me neither. And where can I go to see it?
Go to YouTube.
Okay.
Girl.
Yes.
Just the clips I've seen.
The skin.
Girl, it's just everything. The performance.
The atmosphere.
The flawlessness. The everything, girl. I love the girl. The
costumes
band,
were amazing.
The drum major kind of feel. Kelly and Michelle. Solange. Jay was there. Girl, it was really the production of, like, the whole thing. Well, like, the HBCU experience and the band behind you, girl. That's epic. I loved it. The bleachers. I need to watch it. I will watch it. And all I can say is, like, yo, she killed it. She there's nothing you can say. There's nothing you can say. Ain't nothing you can
ain't
say.
Ain't not now. I know I haven't seen it, but if there was a vocal that was off, the haters would have been posted it. So I know wasn't no vocal off.
Heck no.
I know she it didn't no slip and fall. Slipped. Everything was on point. Okay. Girl. Number two pencil, fresh from the sharpener, point. Okay.
Love it. Now
let's be messy.
No, I can't. Not with Beyonce.
So I saw this post from Shaka Bars, and he said that the owner of Coachella is he didn't say that he was all right, but he did say like he's incredibly conservative. He gives money in this last election. He gave money to Republicans. He gave money to like this Republican super PAC. He's also funded some anti-LGBT folks, as well as he's also pro-gun. Okay. I was like, damn, what the fuck are you
doing? Okay.
Here's the thing. I don't think that there's anything that anyone can do unless they own everything.
Okay.
No matter what I do, like if someone really likes us.
Okay.
They can say like, well, you know, Nola works for this mortgage company that doesn't really give, you know, when we looked at the statistics of the rates that they give to their buyers, they almost always kind of group African Americans or any person of color into these groups, and they always get the loans with like the higher mortgage rates, and they always, you know, encourage them to get FHA loans, even though their credit scores and their credit history and their income, they would fit more perfectly into a conventional loan and stuff like that. Like sure, people are gonna have those critiques of anything that you do. I just think if we were to analyze every single thing that we do, somebody is gonna have a problem with something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm vegan. But I still go to establishments that still make money off of the exploitation of animals. You know what I'm saying? I have a leather bag right now. You know what I mean?
I got a Gucci bag right now. I got a Balenciaga jacket on right now. You know what I'm saying? I got a Louis Vuitton wallet right now.
It ain't none of that. Fendi
skirt right now.
It ain't none of that. But I've got, you know, like, so, I can't, if I were to say, like, I'm a proud vegan, somebody will probably say, well, you can't be if you have that on. So, yeah, what, like,
I can't
yeah,
live with nobody
he's
else.
Racist, and not knowing that, now I won't ever go to Coachella. Sure, I'm never gonna go to Coachella.
It's not going to help. I'm gonna go because number one, because I want to go one time at one point, and then
listen. So would you look at someone sideways if they like took a trip to the White House and like shook Donald Trump's hand and was like happy to meet them?
I wouldn't understand it. I would say somebody would go to Coachella with all that you just said, and I'll be like, oh, you going to Coachella, that's headline for the first time in 15 years by a black woman and having Beyonce?
Yeah.
Girl, absolutely, girl, why don't you go?
Yeah.
Right? That's just my view. But if you're going to Donald Trump, to go see Donald Trump and it's a pleasure to meet him, I don't understand that because I don't see anything.
And that's
about
different because I'm going to see Beyonce. It's putting money into that guy's hand, but it's also it's also putting money into Beyonce's hand, and it's also uplifting a black woman and black culture. So sure, you know,
I'm not gonna dig that deep. I'm not gonna go straight down to the roots.
I can't.
No.
Sometimes I'm tired. Like I can't. Like give me something to. I don't think there's anything wrong with that guy posting that because you want to be informed. Sure. And sure, you know, you want to be informed. And if that gives people, you know, the energy to say, hey, Beyonce, go to Afropunk, because we ain't got to worry about this with Afropunk. You know what I'm saying? Like do that because that's where we want to see you. Then sure, but I don't know. It didn't put a. it was unfortunate that I couldn't, this experience just couldn't be good. I wanted that experience to just be good. And that just kind of made me think like, oh gosh.
Man, we can do that for life. Like everything we doing. You know what I'm saying? The car we drive, it ain't owned by a black man or woman.
Mine is. Yours is not. Okay. Because you don't care about black
people. Okay.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Like, you know who else don't care about black people?
Let's move on.
Let me tell you who else don't care about black people. Black women in particular. All you motherfuckers putting up these Michelle memes.
Michelle memes?
Girl, yes. You ain't been seeing them. Been making fun of that girl for this performance.
Oh, I have not.
Listen. Michelle is up there performing her motherfucking music. Okay. How many people can fucking
y'all
say
got
that?
Man?
Not Nan song.
Hush.
Y'all ain't got a percentage of what Michelle got in her fucking bank account.
No.
And you love Beyonce so much, but guess who's dancing right next to Beyonce? Michelle, are you dancing next to Beyonce?
You not.
So can y'all cut it out? Now, I do be wanting Michelle to go to a dance boot camp to get them dance moves right.
Was it bad? I haven't seen the whole thing. So
there
I
are certain parts where I was like, Michelle just don't look like she's giving it to me the way Beyonce is giving it to me and the way Kelly's giving it to me. Now, it always looked like whenever I would see them, I'm like, Beyonce is really giving me a show. Kelly's doing well as good as well. But Kelly never like danced the way Beyonce danced.
Right.
To me, vocally, they're on par with each other. It's just different styles voice. Like, but all of them, I don't think Beyonce's voice is stronger than Kelly's.
No, no.
And I also don't think Beyonce's voice is stronger than Michelle. I said it. You can fight me about it.
Angle.
I don't, like, I believe that. I don't think that we are allowed to see the range. Well, we are allowed to see it, but we don't necessarily see the range of Michelle's voice because we don't listen to her music like that. And her music really isn't publicized like that.
True.
But we gotta cut that out. We have got to cut that out. I'm tired of seeing that. Like, why are we hating on this lady who has done nothing? I could see if Michelle came out was like, y'all, I voted for Trump and I don't believe in birth control. And I, you know, if my friend tell me she on birth control, I replace her pills with baby aspirin. And, you know, on the weekends, I actually try and put up Confederate monuments. I could see if Michelle was like that. Then I'm like, have at it, y'all, because fuck her. But Michelle don't be doing nothing to nobody. That girl be minding her business. That girl be going to church. And y'all doing her like that.
It's too much.
Too much. Dos mas? How do you say too much in Spanish?
You said dos mas?
Two is dos.
Oh, no.
But I know it's the number two, but I feel like people understand what I'm saying.
I don't know what would be too much.
Very much. Muy? Muy mas? Mucho mas?
See?
It's a damn shame. We is dumb as hell. Anyway. I did crack up laughing when, first of all, you couldn't really hear the crowd, and I didn't like that.
Then by Beyonce?
Yeah, in Beyonce's performance. So when Jay-Z came out and she was like, give it up for Jay-Z, y'all. And I heard silence. I was like, ooh.
I don't think it was silence.
I'm sure it wasn't, but I was like, why don't I hear?
I didn't, you know, like you said, I ain't
hoorays. Why did I hear? I did not hear not one hip hip hooray.
I did not. It probably was. They probably just silenced it down so you can get a full audio effect of a performance.
Girl, but what if they didn't? What if they was like, we didn't come here for him?
Girl, they was, they gonna cheer for him now.
Just cause she Jay-Z told them to.
Well, what else? No.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you going to that concert for Beyonce or Jay-Z?
I'm actually going for both. I haven't seen either
Girl.
Of them. No.
I'm for real.
I'm joking about that. Jay-Z in concert. I haven't seen Jay-Z my whole life. I'm down for it.
Why are you lying?
I'm not. I'm excited about it. I'm trying to see all of them.
Anyway, y'all. Nicki Minaj did an interview where she released two songs from her new album.
Yeah.
Chun-Li and Barbie Teens.
Yeah.
And in the interview, she did mention Cardi B. And immediately, you know, since we are brand strategists, I said, Nikki, I don't care about them tears. I don't care. You know, before they put the camera on you, you know, you went and got some Visine strips or some Visine drips and put it in your eye. I don't care about them tears. Don't you talk about no fucking Cardi B, because my how the tables have turned. All of that shit that Lil Kim was saying about you.
I didn't hear the whole interview.
About you.
Talk about paying homage to the girls that came for her. Okay.
So, you know, and now
she said the same
you're getting a little Cardi? Taste of that. Yes. Yeah, so Nicki Minaj was like, I'm very happy for her success. The only thing that I don't like is, and the only thing that really, really, really hurt me, and she did mention, like, in her last interview, Cardi B did show me love. Like, yeah, I did hear her show me love, so I was happy about that. But I do feel like, you know, when Motorsport came out, you know, the first message out of your mouth was, she changed her verse and da da da. It's like, what? Like, wow. Like, okay. And then, you know, everyone is painting me to be this horrible person because I wasn't able to shoot on the same day that she's there. And she said she knew that it was, you know, the media was going to spin it to be like, Nicki Minaj did not want to shoot with Cardi B. And she said that her stylist, and this is how I know you petty. I love you, but you know you petty.
Who?
Nicki.
Okay.
Because she was like, yeah, you know, I wasn't able to shoot that day because my hairstylist was booked that day. Like, he wasn't able to be with me on the shoot.
Okay.
So, you know, and that's fine. You know, he wasn't available, but I told him, I have the messages in my phone. Like, you know that if I don't go, they're going to think that I'm being mean and they're going to think that I'm doing this on purpose. You know that, right? But he still wasn't able to go. And so the thing is, like, everyone knows that. I'm sure she knows that. He does your hair now. I was like, okay, you ain't had to add that in now. You ain't had to add it in. Oh. And then she said that Quavo, now I did agree with her on this. I did not like this. And you know, I'm happy he apologized, but Quavo, that's some fuck shit that she did. Like, when Nicki saw that it was being like spun into this thing, like, well, Diva's on set and Nicki doesn't want to shoot with Cardi and da 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 da. She was like, Quavo came to my studio and let me listen to some songs. And she heard Motorsport and was like, oh, I want to get on that one. That one's the hit.
Okay.
And he wanted her to do another song, but she was like, no, I want to do that one.
Okay.
And so he was like, well, you know, the guys are going to be on this one. And she was like, yeah, I figured that because y'all gearing up for y'all album. Like, sure. Like, I want to be on that one.
Yeah.
He texted her and was like, hey, is it okay if Cardi is on it? Because and she was like, yeah, sure, let's do it.
Okay.
And, so when people were talking about like how the song came to be, she was like, I have like all of the proof. Like, this is how the song, like, no one snuck Cardi on there. Like, I knew she was going to be on the song.
Okay.
And she was like, people are thinking that I'm lying about that. Why would I be lying about that? And then with the shooting on the same day, now I have heard Quavo be in interviews painting Nicki in not the best light.
Okay.
You know, saying things like, well, I encouraged them to do it, but they ain't do it. You know, whatever. They ain't do it, you know? And Nicki was like, yo, like, send him a text message saying, can you back me up? Because I really, like, it was scheduling conflict. That's not, it's, you know, this is what they're painting it out to be. That's
not the case. That.
And he said, I would if you was my girl.
Girl, how old is Quavo?
Younger than us.
Okay.
I think Quavo was like mid-20s, like 24 or something, 25.
That could have been youngness mixed with being high, mixed with just being
misogyny.
Funny. all of it.
Yeah. So the thing is,
which is that would, if I got the answer, if I had a response, I would have been like, next, I ain't worried about it. And I'm pretty sure that's what she did too.
Nikki,
what happened after that? Oh, but they're friends now.
Cool.
Okay, yeah. So I saw that, but I did not hear this interview that you talked about. Okay.
But I felt bad, kind of, because I was like, well, you know, if what Nicki Minaj is saying is true, then that is fucked up.
Oh, of course.
But I think the best way to kind of deal with it is just take the Beyonce route and just don't address any of it at all. And in your, when, because she said she had a documentary coming out, let it all play out in the documentary. Like, who cares? Like,
because
at this point, it's dropped. It's dropped. No one's even thinking about
good,
that.
It's a good,
so why are you bringing
y'all.
Why are you bringing it up? So when she said that, I was like, and she also said, which some people are kind of taking like, Nikki, like, come on, like, you getting, like, this is why people might think you have a big head. There's nothing wrong with that, because she said she was being humble, and she said, I don't mean to be, have a big head, but she was like, I think about all the women who, you know, would love to be on a song with Nicki Minaj, and for her to be, for her... Yes, and so I was like, Nikki, you already sound crazy. Like, don't just stop. Don't do it. Now, I'm going to say this. I love Chun-Li. I love Barbie Teen.
I love Nikki.
I love
Cardi too.
I love
like
that.
Both?
And this is not
can
me sounding like nasty, but Nicki Minaj, like, she put on a little bit of weight, and I love it. I love it on her. Like, she is
a little different to me. She look good.
She, like, she put on just a little bit of weight, and I'm like, girl, keep it. Yes, ma'am. Keep it, because you're looking good. Now, I don't like go out and look for Cardi B interviews. So I have never heard Cardi B say she changed her verse. Say like Nicki Minaj changed her verse, but I did hear that Nicki Minaj changed her verse. Who cares? Now I do think that if Cardi B did say that in an interview, depending on her tone, depending on the context, Cardi, that wasn't the right move. But I think Cardi has had some media training, and whenever I see clips of Cardi B talking about Nicki Minaj, she always spins it to be like, y'all want us to have a problem. I don't have no problem with Nicki Minaj. Like, Nicki Minaj ain't never did nothing to me, so I don't know what y'all are talking about. And I think that is true. Y'all want that. Like, we want that. So, you know, I'm staying away from that. I'm missing all of the bullshit.
Oh, because you know what? Now, it's okay to like both. Like, it's all right.
Yeah.
You don't have to be mad at Nikki.
Absolutely.
Like Cardi or vice versa.
So, when...
I don't get it.